The betroche has to do his mitzvah on the ma'isa mitzvah, not on the kima mitzvah. The one who does the ma'isa mitzvah, so he has to say the betroche. So if the father of the betroche gives the chomish shloim to the kohen on the 20th day, and he tells the kohen, you keep it in your drawer, don't spend it until the 30 days are over. And the kohen says, yes, I'm not going to spend it. So the ma'isa mitzvah is done before the 30 days are over. When will the kima mitzvah be? Will take effect after the 30 days. Then the father will time the mitzvah. But not now. So he still can say the bracha, because just as the shliach says the bracha, even though he's not time the mitzvah altogether, the mishalach is time the mitzvah. So the bracha has to do with the ma'isa mitzvah, not with the kima mitzvah, not with the one who is mekayem mitzvah. So it's a poshut. If the shliach can say the bracha of the kriya mezuzah, even though he would never be mekayem mitzvah, why? Because he does the ma'isa mitzvah. So certainly that the father will be mekayem mitzvah, but he'll be mekayem mitzvah 10 days later, that he can say the bracha right now, because the ma'isa mitzvah takes place now. So in Mele, there is no reason as to why somebody who is ready to knock the mezuzah on the first day that he moves into an apartment, why he should wait till the beginning of the 31st day. Two, according to the Chachayim. So he's not mechuyev. And here is mechuyev. Still it's Rizim Magdimim. So on the contrary, it's more proper from the point of view of Rizim Magdimim to knock the mezuzah on the door before the 31st day. Even according to the Derech HaChayim Shi. Alright, that's a gavur. So, we'll kach toch lima de prena mi kete din mitzvah. She toch lit mi yad, diz rizim agdim. For a shri, so then the question arises, so how can Abaye v'rove, say, that all of us who refer at his money, what we have in Mishnah for Eshes, we have a pro, that v'cheska shaloi nosa? So we have to distinguish a regular chay from the chay of Pinabel. They inform a shritama. The hoche kim de chayimlei v'yishamalei zuze pereya liti chazman v'yoloi litardon av gabi b'chaya dakato lichayif v'alad lacha lamed yein v'yishem yom l'bdech lamed v'yipoteya v'chay seicher shem yil b'bdei v'yish yishel maskir v'yitztorich seicher lotzis v'lod if minay desi gimol b'mitzi that if let's say Ruvain was maskir v'bais v'shimen and then Ruvain's bais collapsed, so Ruvain can tell Shimon, you're not better than I. I have no house in which to live. So there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tesis. Rashi says that he can only say that after the rental period has expired. Now, after the rental period has expired, why do we have to resort to the fact, I mean, you are not better than I. Just as you don't like to stay in the street, I don't like to stay in the street either. And after all, it's my house. But if the rental period has already expired, so he's like someone else. So he should be able to oust him anyway, without the town, because so the shita of Rashi is. I mean, that's in the Pshat, in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, in Amkabel, that Mufalev conveys that as a matter of fact, it's a Mishnah in Foreshes. It's a Mishnah in Foreshes in Asheya, not in Amkabel, in Asheya. At the end of Asheya, that Mufalev conveys, so the Mishnah says that if someone is maskia, Bais L'Haverim Kvorim in the village, it's easier to get an apartment, a house, than in Nikrach, in the city. So if someone is maskia, he buys the chavere in the village, and then this man, the rental period, has already expired, so then he cannot oust him from the apartment, from the house, unless he gives him 30 days. Because he can say, I don't want to stay in the street. It takes me 30 days to find the house. But that's in four. It's in Chochim, the Mishnah says, you'd face rich, because in the city, it's more difficult to get an apartment. So the real shita is that is only if he didn't stipulate for how long He went out of the house to him. He just said to him, I'm renting out the house to you. You have to pay every month, let's say, $10. So in such a case, he cannot oust him in a krach until he gives him Yudvei Shemesh notes. But if he stipulated that he's only renting it out to him for 1 year, then at the end of the year, he can just oust him. And the Seicher cannot say, where will I live? But Rashi Shita is not like that. Rashi Shita is that even if he stipulated, I'm renting you the house only for a year. So at the end of the year, the maskir can just tell him, leave the house. It's my house. So that's Rashi Shita. So the Mele, Rashi Shita say, so he explains the Gemara. He explains the Gemara. The Leodif Minoye, he applies the Gemara of Odom Noye to a case where the rental period has already expired. Now the question is, if the rental period has already expired, so why do we have to resort to the town? Then the Maskir says to the Seicher, you're not better than I, just as it is unpleasant for you to stay in the street. So it is unpleasant for me, not only it's my house, it's not your house, without that. The answer is Rashi Shitose, because Rashi Shite is that even if he stipulated that he's renting the house only, let's say, for a year, but at the end of the year, he cannot oust him from the house. But he must give him notice of 12 months. And he must give him 12-month period within which he'll be able to find a house in Kochet. Or before him, 30 days. So he cannot oust him like this. But if the master himself has no house, so then he certainly can oust him after the rental period has expired. Mashenki Teisves that conveys in Bom Metzie, he applies the Gemore to the case where the house of the Maskir collapsed before the rental period expired. So the question is, so that's why we have to resort to the time of Noye. But the question arises, how can we, what kind of a time is it? So Teisves explains it on the basis of Wundeli. In other words, when a landlord rents out a house to a tenant, so it's on the basis of the landlord has a house in which to live. So the Umdene is that if his house will fall down, so he doesn't want, and under such circumstances, he doesn't want the Seicher to have the house. So the Mele, even before the rental period has expired, so according to Teisves, he can oust him from that apartment. So, that's this Gemara. So, Teisa says, so, umifore shri tam acher, that the reason is why Abaye v'Rove say, odomosu mifrei achei v'misir zmane, and it's a mishne miforeshes regarding being a ben, that ain't odomosu mifrei v'misir zmane, and the Gemara in Asheya equates rent, the chayv of rent, with the chayv of being a ben, but Abaye v'Rove say, in regard to the chayv of alvoy, that Odom also referred to as money, the answer is there is a difference between a chayv of alvoy on one hand and the chayv of being a ben and the chayv of rent on the other. Why? Because in the chayv of alvoy, so Odom also referred to as money in order to avoid pressure. Mashiach came in the chayv of being a ben. So he anticipates to lest chas v'sholem, I mean, the child is an evil, turn out to be an evil, and is not viable. So the Mele, because of that, so whenever there is a possibility in the mind of the one who is mechuyev, that perhaps he will not be mechuyev. So the Mele, he doesn't want to pay up something. That he doesn't know whether it will certainly be consummated as a debt. So by being a ben, the father anticipates, has to show him the possibility that the child will not be viable. So maybe, so then to turn out that he was never mechuyev. So maybe, it's another also with Rebbe's money. And by rent, there is also that possibility. Because there is the possibility, shemu yitul beisi shom askia, v'itztomir seichalotzeis, v'lodiv minei. This is, now the question arises. So in other words, so the he at first said Die Hossam und Scheich hat keine Mithaben. Da haben wir schon getehen. Wie kaschen wir Rabbi, mit Perik Asheel, da haben wir Boi mit Neime Rabbi Yanai, Seche Roma Nesati, Matzken und Metalti. So we see that Gemara equates the Chayv of Rent with the Chayv of Bina Ben, and there it's not, there it's Mom Shesh. So then, so it's a Raya, so then, Tesa says, so it's a Raya, the Prayer Nami, get here. But, why does the Gemara, so then there is a Kashi against the Bayer Rabbi, So Abai Rabbi here, Abai Rabbi say, Yodom Osum Fretir's money. And we got Bin Rabben, and we got Schires, we say, Ein Yodom Osum Fretir's money. So he gives another explanation. So the question is, so in other words, so what is it that he at first didn't remember the Gemara in Bonitzie, Mir Kashi Le Rabbi, I mean. So then, and he says, Umifor Vishrita Macher, what is it? It wouldn't defeat the Ri, I mean, just to forget the Gemara from Metzia and to give. And if he did forget, so then Tesis wouldn't even mention. What does Tesis have to mention? What the Ri said, if the Ri just forgot the Gemara from Metzia, and that's why he gave originally that explanation. It's not Mistara. So we have to understand it. So why did the Ri at first explain it on the basis of Momish Tevin? If we see from the Gemara from Metzia that's not the reason. And the contrary, that by Pina Ben there is also Shai at the time of Lemitia then, because of Zerizim Magdimin. So why did Tesis mention if the Ri said this explanation because he didn't remember? And then one of his Talmidim was Meir at the Ri. So then Tesis shouldn't even mention what the Ri said. After all, the Ri's first explanation was grounded in a mistake. And it's not Mistaba that the Ri forgot of at first the Gemara in Bar-Mitzvah. So why did he first explain it on the basis of Mom and Shemitabim, and then he says, no, it's not on that basis, it's on another basis, because the debt, the obligation, is not certain. It's not certain. All right. Now, then Tesis says, the Kashi, ומי קשה הודי פורח ובשלוקיש מכיסו חוצה שנופל ודאי תמיני ובדיני שפורה בקבזיני לבאי ולרוב אינמי תקשה דמי דאוסון ולרוב בפורה דשמו ליבנה זה איזה קיסר So this is a kasha. Now that we say that a bayi birove only say the mosel fretir's money by a void, but he doesn't say it. Gabi, he wouldn't say it. Gabi pina ben it's a mishin foreshes, and he wouldn't say it. Gabi schires, gabi rent. Why? Because gabi halvoye so avidimish with fretir's money keichem litard in order to avoid pressure. To avoid problems. Mashem, King, Gabi, Pina, Ben, where they are, there is a possibility that maybe the obligation will not even be consummated, it will be frustrated by Pina, Ben, because the child will turn out to be non-viable, and vice versa, because the house of the master will collapse. So whenever there is a possibility that the obligation will not be consummated, so then, it's in other words, we pray at his money. So, Gabi Kesa. So there is also a possibility. He says, the Nikkei, we'll call him the Nikkei, I mean, it's not the question. The one, for whom, let's say, Reuven built the Kesa, and Shimon will call the Nikkei. So if Shimon says, I paid it, and the Kesa was not completely built, so it's in order also the Freyater's money. So even Abai Berobe should be made it, that he is not also the Freyater's money, because maybe Reuven will not build the whole Kesa. So maybe the Gemara should ask Kasha according to everybody, not only according to Rish Lakish, according to Abai Rav also. Because if not for the time, of course, according to Teretz of the Gemara, there is no Kasha. There is no Kasha against Rish Lakish, there is no Kasha against Abai Rav, because Kol Shofer Vishofer is Zimnil. But the Havam, the Makshin assumed that Kol Shofer Vishofer loves Zimnil. So when is this man when the whole case of the Dalai Lama's height is built? So it's a Kasha against Abai Rav too. So Tesis says, Umiyu b'cham mikim is yochleim al tamecha, v'loi koma. So, Umiyu b'cham mikim is yochleim al tamecha, v'loi koma. So the Nachlas Dovi, and we have to explain it, And I mean, so we have to explain it that way. The Nachlas Gobi, it says, Amrul Basre, so he says, what this means is that the Makshin didn't know of this Svar. The Tarts knew of that Svar, the Tarzan knew of that Svar, but the Makshin didn't know of that Svar. So Mele, since the Makshin didn't know of that Svar, so the Makshin asked from Kesel, only against the Shlosh, but not against the Bible. That's the reason as to why the Makshin asked only against the Shlokish, but not against the Bible Rabbi, because the Bible Rabbi say, "Ain't of them pariah b'sirz money." Ain't of them pariah b'sirz money. So the Makshin didn't know that the only reason is why a Bible Rabbi say, "Odom pariah b'sirz money," "Odom pariah b'sirz money," is only because the debt is beyond the shadow of a doubt. But in a case where there is a certain doubt as to whether the obligation will be consummated, so then Abai Berobe will be made to Mishlokish. The Makshin didn't know that. So that's why the Makshin asked from the Mishnah of Kesel only against Mishlokish, not against Abai Berobe, because the Makshin assumed that according to Abai Berobe, even by Kesel, where there is a possibility that the obligation will not be consummated, we still say Odom Osu Mifayatizma. This is how the Nachlas Gobi. And we have to say that, because otherwise, what does this mean? So that is alright. If the Makshin didn't know of this Svar, only the Tarzan, Tesis says, Inachanam the Tarzan could have said to the Makshin, Utamech. But he doesn't say it. After all, according to the Tarzan's status, there is no kasha against the Shlokish, and there is no kasha against the Bible of it. But according to Makshin's assumption, there should have been a kasha. So the Tarzan says, The Tarzan doesn't say Utamecho, but the Kasha is against the Makshin. Oh, I the Tarzan. We are satisfied with the Tarzan. But how did the Makshin raise the Kasha only against the Shlokish? So what is it? In other words, the Tarzan did not raise the question properly, intelligently. I mean, how can we say that? So the Nachlas Gobi says, the Pshat and Tesis is that the Makshin did not know of this Svar that he said that according to Abai Berobe only say you're the most lucrative money if the obligation is beyond the shadow of a doubt. But if there is any possibility that the obligation will be frustrated, will not be consummated, for one reason or another, because the house will fall, or because the Kesel will not be rebuilt completely, or because the child will turn out to be an evil. So if there is any possibility that the obligation will not be consummated, so that Abai Berobe is made to be Shlokish in order to spare his money. That's the Tarzan knew of that Svar. But the Makshin didn't know. So that's why the Makshin only asked against Abai Shlokish, not against Abai Berobe. But there is another kasha. Alright. So the Makshin didn't know of this Svar. But the Makshin certainly knew of the Mishnah in Pcheres. And the Mishnah in Pcheres says in so many words, so the Makshin himself should have understood that this Mishnah has to be explained according to Abai Berobe too. How do Abai Berobe say, or the Moshe Lefri Yotir Zmanei, when the Mishnah with Abi Pina Ben says in so many words that the father of the Pchor is not able to say, I pay Yotir Zmanei. So it's a Mishnah Mefareshes neged Abai Berobe. So the Makshin himself should have understood that Abai Berobe obviously distinguished prayer from Albot. So what was the Svar of the Makshin in explaining the Mishnah in prayer as a point of Abai Berobe? So this is what he says. It's not that he didn't remember the Gemara in Mamitzia. He remembered very well the Gemara in Mamitzia. But he at first explained the Mishnah in Pcheres so that Abai Berobe's din should not be contrary to the Mishnah in Pcheres according to the Makshin's lomdes. So the Makshin didn't know of this lomdes that Abai Berobe Amede, that they know the Rosh Lefeya tears money in any situation where the obligation is still utterly solved. That That the Machin didn't know. The Machin didn't know. So then the Machin was also bothered by Itashe against the Rabbi Rove. How can Rabbi Rove say, oh, the Mosul Freya traded his money, but it's a mission of Reshes, because Kashor and Yivdek. So the Machin came to the conclusion that according to Rabbi Rove, there is a distinction between Freya and Alvoye, because Balvoye it's a Momishayishu Tevi. By prayer it's a Momishayishu Tevi. So the Mele, there was no Kashe from the Gemore, from the Mishnah Treves. And then, Emachaname, according to the Machshen, there is no equation between the Chayv of Rent and the Chayv of Binaveh. Who makes that equation? That's the Gemore, that's Tameroi. So that the Gemore in Bob Mitzia that makes an equation between when the Chayv of Rent and the Chayv of Bin Aben, so it accords with the longness of the Talzi. But the Machshen wouldn't equate the Chayv of Schires with the Chayv of Bin Aben. But there is a kashe in the mind of the Machshen. There was a kashe against the Bayer Rebbe from the Mishnah Preres. So the Machshen explained it on the basis that the Chayv of Bin Aben is a more Chayv of Momishen Retailing. So it's not shayach to say with the Tarden. But the Gemore in Bob Metzie makes an equation, draws an analogy between the Chayv of Rent and the Chayv of Bin Aben. So obviously the Gemore in Bob Metzie doesn't accept a different explanation. And what is the explanation that the Gemore in Bob Metzie accepts? That Rabbi Rabbi Amir to Rish Lakish, in any case where the obligation is still mutu b'sofek, where there is a possibility that it will not be consummated. So Mele, from that point of view, so Bin Aben and Tzchires are the same. And the Tarzin accords with the Gemore in Bom Metzie. So that's why Teisa says, Umiyo b'cham b'kemet yochleim al tamechav l'kama. So in other words, it's not that the Ri forgot for a moment the Gemore in Bom Metzie, but the Ri, both explanations were given by the Ri. But one, the first explanation was given by the Ri in order to explain the match. How did the match? Now the match only has the kashe against the Shlokish. He didn't has the kashe against Abai Rove, but the match should have asked the same kashe against Abai Rove too. So the answer is the match thought that Pin and Abel is different. That Abai Rove's din of Osu Odom Mifreyat Yezmane applies only to a chayv that is a Yeshu David, but not a Momen Shem David. And by Pin and Abel, it's a Momen Shem David. It's a Momen Shem David. But any chayv, even if there is a doubt, maybe the obligation will not be consummated. So but the Machshin assumed that according to Abai Rove, we say Odomos Refreit Yazmani. So maybe the Machshin had no kasha against Abai Rove from the Mishnah of Kesa. But the Tarzin knew of the Teretz. The Tarzin knew of the Teretz of the Teretz of the Gemore of the Gemore in Bob Metzie. So maybe the Tarzin could have said with Amecho. But many times when the Tarzan could say the Tamecho, he doesn't say, inasmuch as according to the talents of the Tarzan, there is no difference. Now, here Atesa says, the Chen Secher Hashem Yipo Beis Yishom Maskiya, the Yitztorich Secher Rotzis, the Yodif Milei, Lodif Milei. Now, the same Atesa appears in Bom Metzia. Yishlema, that could be on the base. ויציאנו, ואומר לי, ולהדיח את מנועי, כי דאמרינו לי יודע כופל, פעמים בייס. So, he at this says that the reason is why Odomoso, in Odomoso, we pay our rent to its money, because the Seicher anticipates the possibility, maybe the basis of Maskia will fall down. The basis of Maskia will fall down. But, the, in Bobitzin, at this mentions two reasons as to why the it's in Odomoso to prepare our rent, tails money. One is because he anticipates the possibility maybe it's Yipil Beisish or Maskir, Atzvei, that's like the Tesis here. And then maybe Viseich Aname Yor Lahagdi Mascha, Pen Yipil Abais. Pen Yipil Abais. Lest the rented house will collapse. Why doesn't Tesis mention it here? How is it Tesis Momitia says that the Seicher is not likely to pay up the rent before the rent is due because of two possibilities. One possibility may be the house of the master of the landlord will collapse. So then the landlord will have the right to oust him. And the other possibility is maybe the house of the tenant will collapse. Maybe the house of the tenant will collapse. Whereas Tesis in Bobasta only mentions the possibility lest the house of the master will collapse. Why doesn't he mention the possibility the house of this tenant will collapse? Why? It's more likely that the landlord's house collapses than the tenant's house collapses. There must be a reason. It seems to me that this is told as to whether we can mention only the possibility that the house of the master will collapse, but not the possibility that the house of the Seichel collapse, or we can mention both possibilities, should be totally in a machlikes between the Ramban and the Ro in Bom Mitzir, in Perek Hashem. There is a machlikes between the Ramban and the Ro in Bom Mitzir. Suppose Reuven rented a house to Shimon for 5 years. $100 a year. $500 for the 5 years. And then the rented house at the end of 1 year fell down. How much rent does Shimon have to pay the landlord? 100 or 500? So the Ramban says he has to pay him 100. He only lived in it 1 year, and it was rented for 5 years. We're not talking of a case where the house fell down because the house was in a dilapidated state at the very outset. So then of course he doesn't have to pay for all the 5 years. But suppose something happened, as an unusual thing happened, on account of which it collapsed. It's not the neglect of the landlord in any way. Just an unexpected thing. So there is a machlekes between the Ramban and the Ro. The Ramban says the tenant has to pay him only $100, not $500. The Ro says he has to pay him $500. And of course, I mean, emotionally, everyone is disposed to agree with the Ramban. But al pislore, the Ro is right. If Reuven sells a house for good to Shimon, and then the day after the transaction is consummated, the house falls down. So then Reuven will say, I'm not going to pay you the purchase price. It fell down. Would the Likeach be able to say, I don't have to pay you? Of course he'll have to pay. So it's his bad luck, that's all. I mean, his house fell down. So that can't be Gemara's that way. Now, since Chires is Memkayeme, so that means when a landlord rents out the house to Shimon for 5 years, so in effect, he sold him for 5 years. Now, he didn't sell him in perpetuity for good, but he sold him for 5 years. So just as in the case where Reuven sells a house for Shimon for $500,000 in perpetuity, and then the next day the whole house collapses, so he still has to pay the $500,000. It's his bad luck. So if he rents a house for 5 years for $500 and the house collapses without any neglect by the landlord, It collapsed at the end of the year, so he should pay the $500, even if it collapsed the next day. $500. Serious. So his man killed his man. So what's the story? What's the story? Of course, everyone is disposed to agree. It wouldn't be right. But I'll be sorry. So the law is right. So what's the story of the Ramban that he only has to pay him 100 Jews? But after all, Sriras is mental is man. Now the answer is this. Now we see from the Gemara in Bavakame, the Gemara discusses, Hador b'chotzach avir v'shalom yidaitei. Hador b'chotzach avir v'shalom yidaitei. So malu ischa, eile malu ischa. And we passed in the Zeneven v'chosar ispotah, so eile malu ischa. But he has to pay him if it's a new house, because Asherahu said Asherus Haisi. So there was a chisom. But if there is no chisom whatsoever, not even one penny chisom, not even half a penny chisom, so then Hador b'chotzach avir v'shalom yidaitei doesn't have to pay, because then Zeneven v'chosar ispotah. So we see that in the case of Hador b'chotzach avir v'shalom yidaitei, so the rent that is mechuyev to pay to the landlord is on the basis of the anoy, of the tashvishi. And why do we say Zeneven v'chosar ispotah? Because when is it considered as a tashvish if there is a chisom? If there is no chisom, to the landlord it's not considered even a tashvish. If somebody lives in the other one's house, let's say Reuven went to Florida and he stayed all winter in Florida, and then Shimon, Shalom Midas Reuven, he had the key to Reuven's house. He stayed there for half a year, and there was no chisom. There was no wear and tear. I mean, the walls didn't become blackened. It remained in the same shape, exactly. Not half a penny chisom. Not. So then he doesn't have to pay rent, because then there is no chosar ispot. Of course, Shimon did a terrible thing. Zeneven v'chosar is not the heter to do it. It's only a p'tur of tashlum. So why is he poter? Because on what basis should he pay? Should he pay on the basis because he agreed to pay? He didn't agree to pay. Shalom yidaitei. He didn't promise to pay a penny. So he has to pay for the tashmishi. He had the use of the house. So that's a halacha in tashmishi. When is it considered that I had the tashmishi, that the tenant had the tashmishi of the house? Only if there was a chisom to the landlord. But if the landlord had sustained all chisom, so he's not considered to have the tashmishi. So, but if there is a chisom, even if the chisom is a minimum, is a nominal chisom, so then it's considered to have tashmishi, so he has to pay for the whole amount. That's in the case of Hador b'chotzach avir v'shalom yidaitei. How about Hador b'chotzach avir v'shalom, and they agree upon a certain rental? So the question is this. Does he pay his rent payment for the tashmishi? Just as in the case of Hador b'chotzach avir v'shalom yidaitei, where there is a chisom, so he has to pay the full rent. If there is any chisom, then he has to pay the full rent. If, let's say, there is any wear and tear on account of the occupancy by Shimon, so then he has to pay the whole rent as much as the landlord would charge it him. The same rent. So there he certainly pays for the tashmishi, for the tashmishi. Or, since Schires is memkel is man, so the rent is not an obligation by way of compensation for the tashmishi, but it's by way of the purchase price. When somebody sells a house in perpetuity, so whatever he pays, so that's the purchase price. So maybe rent is also a purchase price. But that's it. Let's say the purchase price of a house that is sold in perpetuity is a purchase price for the house in perpetuity. And the purchase price for the house for 5 years, that's called rent. So that's the machlekes between the Ramban and the Rav. The Ramban shita is that just as in the case of Hador b'chotzach avir v'shalom yidaitei, so there he pays on the basis of the anoye of the tashmishi. If there is no chisom whatsoever, he doesn't have to pay a penny. But if there is any chisom, even a nominal chisom, even if it's one penny chisom or half a penny chisom, then he pays the whole rent. So there it's certainly for the tashmishi, for the occupancy. So the mele, in the case where he's dor b'chotzach avir v'shalom with the contract, with an agreement and everything, so he also pays for the tashmishi. So if he pays for the tashmishi, so then you ask, so then you should follow according to Ramban. Suppose someone rents a house for 5 years, and then the next day he decides to move out of Florida, and he leaves it empty in the gates, and he tells the landlord, "You can take it, I don't want, I'm not using it." So then the Ramban will also agree that he has to pay the whole rent, If he rented it for 5 years, even though he didn't live for 5 years, the answer is, as long as the landlord is ready to accommodate him and to let him live there, but, and it was rented for 5 years, so it's considered al kedin as if he had the tashmish for 5 years, he doesn't want to lie, that's his decision. So there it's considered that he had the tashmish for 5 years, even though he doesn't want to take advantage of it. Al kedin it's considered that he had the tashmish for 5 years. But in case where it falls down, where he couldn't take advantage of the occupancy, so then it cannot be considered that he had a tashmishim of 5 years. So he only had a tashmishim of 1 year. So the Ramban says he has to pay only $100, not $500. The Ro says, true, by door, because of having shown me, so then there is no mechar muzman. So then the rent is by way of compensation for the tashmishim. Mashain came, by door, because of having shown me, so so Schiras is Memkel is money. So Memele, it's bought for 5 years. So it's, the rent is by way of a purchase price. So Memele, even if it fell down the next day, so he has to pay more than $500. Apparently, Tesis here mentions only the possibility and he doesn't mention the possibility of people basically shall say. Why? Because the Tesis here agrees with the sheet of the Ro. So even if it will be nothing basic, he'll still have to pay in the whole rent. What difference does it make? So he cannot say that he hesitates to pay before his money because maybe it will not be consummated. Why won't it be consummated? Because it will collapse. Even if it collapses, it will be consummated. Whereas Tesis in Bomertier agrees with the sheet of the Ramon. Alright. Now, for next time, for Thursday, you have to go over the Gemara in Golubaska that you find out it, the Gemara in Ksuvas that you base, and the Gemara in Ksuvas that Pidalet, and also Pivot, and also the Sugya that I mentioned in Shuez, there's a taste of Miyamina Mokhazoke Malvashaki, the Sugya in Shuez that Meme.
There is a machlekes between Abai v'Rove and Rishlokish as to whether Odom Perea v'Sech Zmane. So Rishlokish says in Odom Perea v'Sech Zmane, Abai v'Rove say Odom Osu v'Perea v'Sech Zmane. So the Gemara has the kashe against Rishlokish from the mission of Geza. From the mission of Geza. Now, Cheska Shinosan, Achavarai Shaloinosan, up to the Aladamas. So Cheska Shinosan, Yechadom. Ilayim Edom, Aperaticho, that Reuben built a Keser, and then he demands reimbursement from Shimon. So Shimon says, Aperaticho. So Cheska Shinosan, Shimon says, Aperaticho, his money, Pshite, is a Kivarak. Pshite, Cheska Shinosan, Elagom, Aperaticho, the salesman. In other words, before the whole Keser was built, so Alma Vidinish Parmsias, let's say Kashi against Rishlokish. So Gemara says here it's Lachas money. Because even before the whole Kesel is built, for each row of stones and some bricks, so that is built, so he becomes Mechuyev immediately to reimburse the one who built it. Shanochet Cholshov Bishofo, Cholshov Bishofo Zimim. Ilim Domal Vidratich of his money, Pshite. So why does the Mishnah have to tell us? Why Pshite? Because he's a double portion. He's a Kiva Hakob. So Pratich. So we know that. Vim teima mamai pshite. Hokiv dino do prea tirzmane. Vanan sade sheze oso keiser. Yisrach lash minon din zolch li peire beirinim. It's not such a pshites. The Gemara could say that the Mishnah is reference to the case. The Mishnah is reference to the case where he said piraticho bizman. In other words, after the whole keiser was finished. But then the Gemara is kashe, so that's such a dog a posh. It's well known the Mishnah doesn't have to tell us. No, it's not so well known. Because there is a machlekes in Shwitz. As to whether Hamal was Chavir Beidim, Tzolch Lepeirei, Beidim Orei, Tzolch Lepeireidim. And here, everybody knows. Everybody knows. We have to say that the Mishnah is reference to the case. As Thesis points out, Afei Yom Dalek, he says, Kedi Adinon, the Kidam Chav, the Arzi, the Chavi, the Hoyom Isar. So we know, so the Aredi, the Truvin built the Kesa. The question is, the Chimen, so originally Ruvin built it. He spent all the money, Ruvin. The question is, whether later on, Shimon reimbursed Ruvin. So the Mele, since the Aredi, it's an Ansade, that Ruvin built it and he spent all the money, he did everything. So it's like Hamalves Chavir Beidim. And one Mandoma says, Hamalves Chavir Beidim. So it's all Chlipere Beidim. So the Mele, he will not be the one to say, Piraticho Belo Eidim. So that's the Chiddush of the Mishneh, that we say, Hamalves Chavir Beidim, ain't all Chlipere Beidim. So it's not just a double portion. In the Amai Pshito, keep it on the Pereb, says money. But on the side, says, it was a case of Yisrael, Shem, and it's all Chlipere Beidim. V'yish Lema, Hafil, Mandoma, Gabi Mal Chavir Beidim, it's all Chlipere Beidim. So it's only by our voice. Hoso mishum to hem nevi kore, abel hoche, leke shum, hei hoche, duroi hem ne. Hilkach, pshite de imtzok lepira meidi. So in other words, so we see that there is thesis in the Kashi assumed that the according to Mandoma Rishuiz, that Amal Ves Chavir Meidi is sold lepira meidi. So that applies to the case where somebody builds a kesa that is really incumbent upon the two of them, upon Ruvain and Shimon. And if somebody builds it himself, baby, as in the case of the Mishneh, so he also should say, Tzolch Lepeir Beidim, that the one who has to reimburse Ruvain, so has to do it in the presence of him. That's how the Teisves assume in the Kash. In Teisves, in the Teret says, no, that even the Mandoma Rishuiz, who says, Hamal Ves Chavir Beidim, is Tzolch Lepeir Beidim, so only by Alvoy, but not where someone, let's say, builds a case that is incumbent upon both of them. Now, what's the shy? So it seems the thesis in the Kashi assumed that the whole reason of the Mandoma who says, Hamal Ves Chavir Beidim, so is Sorich Lepeir Beidim, and if he doesn't pay Beidim, and then he says, I paid you, so he's not Nemon, so that's because of Cheska Schiv. After all, if he's Malve Chavir Beidim, so Mele, if Ruvain borrowed $1,000 from Shimon in the presence of Eidim, so Mele, Ruvain has a Cheska Schiv. Then, a year later, so they come to Bezdin, and they have it in Torah. So Ruvain says, I paid. In whose presence? In your presence, he says. Shimon says you didn't pay. So according to Mandoma, Hamal Ves Chavir Beidim. So he saw the Pir Beidim. So Shimon is Nemon. Ruvin is not Nemon. Why is Shimon Nemon? Because the Cheskas Chiyuv corroborates the time of Shimon. Shimon says you still owe me. And originally, Ruvin was Mechuyev. The question is, did Ruvin pay up as Ruvin claims? Mimele the Cheskas Chiyuv terminated, or the Cheskas Chiyuv continues, as Shimon says. So the Mele, the Mandoma, who says, Hamal Ves Chavir Beidim, Tzolch Lepeir Beidim, holds that Shimon is Nemo. Shimon is Nemo on his Taine, that Ruvin didn't pay him, because the Cheskas Chiyuv supports his Taine. If that is the longest of the Mandoma, who says, Hamal Ves Chavir Beidim, Tzolch Lepeir Beidim, so it applies here too. Here, there is an obligation incumbent upon the two of them, that each one should pay 50% of all the expenses. And the Aredi, that Ruvain spent all the money on the case. Now, then Ruvain claims from Shimon. And Shimon says, I reimbursed you already. So he has already a Cheskas Chiyuv. So Shimon should not be Nemon. So Shimon should not be Nemon according to that mantra. That's why Tezah says the Kashi. So in other words, so then the Gemara could say, the Mishnah is the case where he said, Paratich of his money. What's the Chidesh? It's a big Chidesh.
Hamashmalot that the Balbus Chavir Beidi is in Tzorich Lepeir Beidi. In other words, we don't rely on the Chesed. Or I could say, the Mishnah is reference to the case where he said, Parati Chom Zmani. What's the Chidesh? It's a big Chidesh. Kamash Melot, that a Balbus Chavir Beidi is in Tzorich Lepeir Beidi. In other words, we don't rely on the Cheskes Chiyuv Vimon. Achir, that's the discussion. So case of Steretz is, no. Everybody agrees that we do not rely on Cheskes Chiyuv Vimon. We rely on Chazok Edim Yikore by Yisuri. But in Momay, we cannot rely and we cannot accept the time of the Teveya, Lehitzi Momei,
because the Cheskes Chiyuv supports. Even the Bangal Maru says, Amalves Havir Beidin is Sorich Leperadim. Is Sorich Leperadim. He also agrees that it's not on the basis of Cheskes Chiyuv. It's not on the basis of Cheskes Chiyuv. But, because on the basis of Cheskes Chiyuv, we certainly could not, on the basis of Chazok and Mikorim, couldn't be made money. We see that Shmuel says, and we pass like Shmuel, that in Hilchim Bimomen Achar Rov, so he cannot be Meitzimomen on the basis of Rov, and Rubi is only Mechazok. But even according to Rav, who says that Hilchim Bimomen Achar Rov, that we can be Meitzimomen on the basis of Rov, because Rov is stronger than Chazoki, But Cheskes Chiyuv, everybody agrees that we cannot be Meitzimomen on the basis of Cheskes Chiyuv. So why does one man Goma say, Hamal Veschavir Lebeidin, Hamal Veschavir Lebeidin, a source of peer beidin, so that's because of shviras nemonis. Now we pass the malves chavir beidin, ain't so the peer beidin. But if the malves said to the rebbe at the time of the avoye, now I'm lending you $1,000 in the presence of these two witnesses, but I'm telling you that you can pay me only in the presence of witnesses. And the rebbe says fine. So then everybody, if he said al tifrei el beidin. So it's all the pyramid. What is it? It's on the basis of the promise, because he made a promise. No, it's on the basis of Idoas Baldin Kimein Dome. So since there is a halacha of Idoas Baldin Kimein Dome, so there is a concept of Shviras Nemones. Of Shviras Nemones. In other words, like the Mishnah Sanhedrin in Spirit Zabiria, that if one says, Nemonolai Abovovich, if one Baldova says the Abovovich, I accept the testimony of my father and your father, the apostle Aides, training. But if he, the Baldova, accepts the testimony, so by money, it's admissible because of Idoas Baldin Kimein Dome. So Idoas Baldin Kimein Dome doesn't mean only if the Baldin makes an explicit admission, but if the Baldin accepts the testimony of a certain person, so mainly it's considered like an admission that whatever that person says, is true. And even though later on he'll say, no, he's lying, it doesn't matter. So it's like a person, after he admits, he'll say, I was lying. So there is aloche, so there is aloche of Idoas Baldin Kimein Dome, not only in respect to an explicit admission that this person says, but if a person accepts the testimony of craving, or if one Baldova says, I'll accept all your times. So in many ways, he will be nemo if the, and let's say that if someone is mal, so in many ways, we pass, everybody agrees, that if Rube borrows $1,000 from Shimon, Shimon is a mal, and Shimon says to him, in the presence of Eidim, and he says, Al tifrei ni al beidim, and then later on, Shimon claims the $1,000 from him, says, I paid. So Rubin says, So Rubin says, I paid you. And Shimon says, no, you didn't pay me. You didn't pay me. So the halacha is that Shimon is nemon. Why? Because if Shimon said at the time of the halacha to Rubin, I'll defend your lady, and Rubin agreed. So mainly it's Shiras nemones. He took away his own nemones, and he gave the other of the nemones. So that's the halacha of Shiras nemones. As a matter of fact, the whole letter Iske is based upon this principle of Shviras Nemones, because what is heteriske? I mean, heteriske is abused. I mean, it's used to such an extent that it's ridiculous. I mean, that it has become a joke in Bank Lumi in New York. So they have a sign on the wall in Hebrew in small letters. So they have Kol Asokim Nasim Al Yedei Heteriske. So Rabbi Shafayishni said to me, "Zom Luizgeret Atnai Midibalut from Bank, Hom Zoizgeret Atnai." I mean, so it became a joke, I mean, the Heteriske. But the Heteriske, so what is the basis of the Heteriske? The basis of the Heteriske, first of all, Heteriske can be used if a person borrows money, you know, to invest in business. So then, Heteriske has a meaning. But, unfortunately, people borrow money to buy a private house, not to invest in business. So how is a child to say they are shooting? Shooting what? If a person borrows money from another person, let's say $10,000, because he wants to open up a business, so then heteriske means that they are shuti. They are shuti. So whatever he gets is not by way of interest and alvoye, it's by way of profits in the business. But if a person borrows money
borrows money to buy a house or to marry off a child. So what? So what does it mean? It's heteriske. Heteriske. Heteriske means that I real should. Heteriske means I should be. So in heteriske you have the beisein and you have the mikabe. So suppose Reuven gives Shimon $10,000 to invest in business in iske, to invest in business. So he cannot say, well, every month $100 until the debt is paid. So that will be ribis k'tutzo. If Reuven gives Shimon $10,000, and they stipulate that Shimon should pay Reuven every month $100, that's ribis mamish, ribis b'raisi. So if there is a heteriske, so in other words, so they sign ishtar, and then the mekabe writes in the ishtar that say chsimas yodi toidolai shekibalti sach asor alofim zuz. Mi Reuven, biiske, she merze, hefzed, al merze, hefzed, val merze scha. So in other words, Reuven is the investor, he gives the money, and Shimon is the one who does all the work. I mean, you form such a partnership. One gives the supplies the money, and the other one does the work. So merze scha, val merze hefzed. So the mele, so if there is profit, so the share the profit, if there is loss, so not only is not entitled to any profit, he shared the loss too. But of course, that will not satisfy Reuven. So heteriske at its best is Aaron. My father never handled heteriske. Never in his life did he handle heteriske. And the Rishash writes that heteriske, even if someone does heteriske, and it's a real heteriske, not a joke, the way it's done many times. So then, it's what the Gemara says, that Malvi Beribis is Nechosov, is Yetzin Likmiye, so it applies even to one who borrows money or who lends money on Eteriske. I mean, and that, people should learn a lesson from that, so there wouldn't be any business losses. Maybe they would learn a lesson. Yes, what is it?
Does this mean a person can't keep his money in bank loan?
No, I don't want, I'm not going to discuss that about bank loan.
Because it's not the
other one. I mean, I don't want to discuss bank the other attainment. Maybe without heteriske, but the heteriske is a joke that they have. I mean, there might be other. I don't want to discuss it now. I won't be able to give a shiur if I discuss the meaning of heteriske. I just want to point out the basis of heteriske. That's based upon the halacha of shiras memoris. So memele. He says chotzi hefzed and chotzi scha, but he stipulates the Shimon, who is the mekabel of the money, stipulates that in respect to revach, if it's heteriske, so that means if there is revach, they have to share the revach. If there is hefzed, so they have to share in the losses. So the mekabel who says he's mikabel the money, al mechtzos chaver mechtzo hefzed, so he stipulates in the shtar that vis-a-vis the capital, let's say the $10,000, so he should not, suppose, let's say, Shimon will say the mikabel of the money, Shimon will say, let's say a year later, I can't give you anything because there is losses. So he stipulates that he shouldn't be them. If without any stipulation, suppose a year later, and Reuven demands profits, half of the profits, he'll say, give me $5,000. I understand that my chelik of the profits is $5,000. So then, and Shimon will say, there are no profits, there are losses. I can't even return to you the capital, the $10,000, because there is loss. So without any special stipulation, so he couldn't collect even one penny from the capital. But so he stipulates that in respect to the capital, so Reuven, the one who gave him the money, should be Nemar. And he'll only be Potter of paying the capital if he'll produce aid. So he stipulates that Bikesha im hakeren So only if Edim will testify to support Shimon's claim that there was loss, then he'll be potter. But if Shimon, as long as Shimon doesn't produce Edim who testify that there was loss, so then and Reuven will be tearing. Maybe there is no loss. So then, maybe there is no loss. So Reuven will be there. So that's Shviras Nemores. He does not incubate the Nemores. So then, if later on Reuven comes a year later and says, pay me back the $10,000 that I invested. So Shimon will say, how can I pay you back? We are sure to be. But there was loss. There was no profit. So he said, can you produce anything? He will not produce anything. So then Al-Kadin will have to pay back the $10,000. But that will not satisfy Reuven. That will not be enough. So that's in regard to the Karen. He wants to be secure with the prophets too. So there is another stipulation that in respect to the Rivoch, in respect, so Shimon stipulates in the Shtar Iske that in respect to the Karen, he will not be Nemon to say there was loss unless he produces Edim. And as long as he doesn't produce Edim, so he's not Nemon to say. He's not Nemon to say there was loss. So it will be assumed that there was no loss. So the male will have to pay the cash. In respect to the Rivochim, Shimon stipulates that he'll only be Nemon. Let's say that there was no Rivochim if he takes a shoot. But suppose Reuven will call him later and he'll ask him that he should pay the Karen and also Rivochim. And he'll mention a certain amount of Rivochim. If Shimon will say, well, there was no Rivochim. So Reuven will be so best and will say to Shimon, there was no Rivochim. So you take his way. You don't want to swear that there was no Rivochim. So then you have to pay. So again, it's on the basis of Shviras Nemores. But that will not satisfy Reuven because he wants to be secure. So there is another stipulation. And that's the big arm. So the big arm is in the third stipulation. The third stipulation says as follows, that if Shimon will pay him, let's say $100 a month to Reuven, so that will be in lieu of any other reward. So he won't have to be relieved of taking issue. So naturally, so that's the basis of the heteriske. But suppose everybody admits that there was losses. Suppose a year later, so Reuven and Shimon come to Bezin and Reuven will say to Shimon, I know the whole world knows that there was loss, but I want to get paid anyway. So then Al-Kadin, he will not be able to collect the penny. It's only if he's there, maybe there was heaven. How do I know there was loss? So then he has to pay. But suppose they all admit, so then he cannot collect the penny. He cannot collect the penny. So what is the basis of heteriske? So mainly, heteriske is only shaykh. Heteriske, first of all, it's arome. That's why the Mishash writes like that about heteriske. But even as arome, it's only shaykh if somebody borrows money to invest in business. So then it's shaykh to say, so it makes sense, we are sure. But I'm not demon to say there was loss in respect to the Karen, unless I produce witnesses. And respect to Mevochim, only if I take Ishwe. And if I don't take Ishwe, I'm not Nemon. But, so then I should pay much more. So there is a stipulation that if I pay a certain sum, so then I am relieved of Ishwe. But if somebody borrows money, takes money to buy a house, to marry off a child, so then it's not child to say, Etariske, how are they should be? I don't want to discuss the Yidah Etariske, please. I don't want to discuss now Etariske. Anyway, so the basis of Etariske is the concept of Shviras Nemores. So Teisa says, no, it's not the Mandora who says, Hamal Ves Havir Beidi. Hamal Ves Havir Beidi. So he's Sorich. He's Sorich Lepir Beidi. So it's on the basis of Cheskas Chiyuv. No, everybody agrees that we cannot be made Tzimomen on the basis of Cheskas Chiyuv. But It's on the basis of Shviras Nemones. Suppose he says, Al Tifrei Ni Elevedim, so then everybody agrees that he has to, that he has to pay Beidim. And if he doesn't pay Beidim, he's not Nemon. Why? Because since the Malbe told him, Al Tifrei Ni Elevedim, and the Leve agreed, so in other words, so the Leve took away his Nemones, Shviras Nemones. On the basis of Idras Balvin Kibayim Dome. So he can accept the testimony of somebody else, of the other Baldovo, and divest himself of his future Nemones. So it's all based upon the principle of Idras Balvin, or Idras Balvin Kibayim Dome, of Idras Balvin Kibayim Dome. So this is what he says. Even though he didn't stipulate explicitly, I'll define obeying because he holds, since he took the trouble of lending him money in the presence of witnesses. So what does it mean? That's like telling him silently, in mute language, you see that I brought aiding. Why do you think I brought aiding? In order to advise you that you can only pay me in the presence of him. So in other words, because of Shvira's Nemones, that's only Shayer if a person brings aiding in order to lend him money, lend the other fellow money in the presence of the aiding. So that's like his statement of the final aiding. But here, he built the wall, and the whole world knows that he built the wall. So it's not that he did something in order that the world should know. The world knows because he didn't try to hide anything and to keep from people. But it's not that he deliberately built the wall in such a way that the world should know. The world knows because they know all the facts. So there was no maise was done by the mouth over there. So there is a special maise done by the mouth. The fact that he took the trouble in bringing aiding for the alvoye to witness the alvoye. So the mele, inochaname, if let's say, according to Tisus Teret, suppose one will be Malbes Chavir of aiding, but not that he brought aiding. But there was a meeting and they were discussing something in business, a very hidden meeting, and it just happened that in the course of the meeting, well, there are many people around. So one said, now I'm broke. How do you think I can carry on the business? So, if you don't lend me. So that person said, all right, I'll lend you. And it just happened, there were many people. So, then, everybody will agree that in Tzorach L'Pora Beidim. Because here, he didn't bring the Eidim deliberately in order to lend the money in the presence of Eidim. It just happened that the whole conversation took place in the course of a meeting. And so Adavuche, it's just a coincidence they were aiding. The production of the aiding was not a deliberate thing. So then, there is no Shiras Nemones. There is no Shiras Nemones. Alright. Now, Rafilam Yas. Now, Tesis, I ask you to go over all these Gemaras. I don't know whether we'll be able to go over the whole Tesis, because that involves, so many sugyas. Gemara in Gittin, Gemara in Borakamen, two Gemaras in Borakamen, Gemara in Ksubes, several Gemaras in Ksubes, and Borbasra and Yineirachen. So many Gemaras. But Gemara says, the Yilcha Zikr Shlokish, that Eino Dom Periya Besir Tmanei, but Philo Yas. Now, I just want to go over, briefly, the Gemara that we find out. That's the most important sugi in this sugi. Gemara says that Kufay Dalad Amidam. Hahu Arve the Yasme. The fifth line from the end of the Amidam. Hahu Arve the Yasme, the Pare, Limalve, Mikamdu, Lidur, Yasme. There was an Ore, Yeshua. So what does it mean? Rubain, borrowed $1,000. Reuben borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. Shimon was the Malve, Reuben was the Levi. Levi was the Or. Now, Reuben borrowed $1,000, and then Reuben died before the debt was paid. So Reuben died, and he left Yosh. And he left Yosh children. So then,
the Orev Levi paid Shimon the chiv, because he was issued mikamen levin aliyas. Before it was told to the Yasa. Now, so what's the halacha? If an Orev, if he sure he pays the debt of the Levi to the Malvi, so then he stands in the shoes of the Malvi. Then he can get reimbursement, so he can collect the debt that was due from the Levi to the Malvi, and now he becomes the Malvi. Here, he paid the debt that the Yisraeli of Reuven owed to Shimon, so now Levi should stand in Shimon's shoes, and he should be able to collect from the Levi or the Levi's children. Omar Rav Poppe, no, they walked on it. The children walked on it. Omar Rav Poppe, priest Balchiv Mitzvah, the Yasme Lavli Melitis. So in other words, he cannot collect, he has to wait until the children will become dead. So, that's Rav Poppe's reason as to why the Orev could not collect from the children of Reuven. Rabune Brit Rav Yeshua Omar, no, not a reason. Ima Tzchor Atis, not because priest Balchiv Mitzvah. But the reason is, since they are, the children were tanim, so if the children are dealing, so then we don't have to be chesish. Maybe the father left a bundle of zuzim already for paying the debt. Because if he did, why didn't he, before his death, why didn't he inform his children they were grown-ups? Vashayikini, the children aktanim, so maybe there is a possibility, maybe the father prepared a bundle of money out of which the debt could be paid, but the children don't know because they are too little to be advised of that. And then, as they go older, they'll find out. So back then we are not cheshish for Tzor HaFis. Only by best, so even back then we are cheshish for Tzor HaFis. But not by best. We back then we are not cheshish. Why not? Because if the father had prepared a bundle of money, so he should have told the children, even if he didn't know that he's going to die. Even if, let's say, if he died all of a sudden, so he didn't know. But if one has children daily, so usually he tells the children. If he has children daily, he's not going to tell them what he did. So by daily, we are not chayshish for tzor atvise, but by time we are chayshish for tzor atvise. So, but not because of Priyas Balchiv Mitzvah, but because of Tzorah. My Benaye, what's that community? Whether the reason is why you cannot collect from the Ketanik is because of Yasra Mitzvah or because of Tzorah, Kishachayev made it. Suppose the father, before he died, he was made it. I owe that money, I didn't pay him yet. So then we have an idea that there was no Tzorah that was prepared. Let's prepare. But the Kohen Rav Poppe couldn't collect anyway, because Yahshua had mitzvah in him. In Amid Hisham Tu'e Umez Hisham. In other words, he called him to the Torah, the Malveh called the Levi while he was alive to the Torah, and the Besdin passed him that he has to pay, and because he didn't conform to the Pesach Din, so he Besdin pronounced the Nidu against him. There's the Aloha if somebody doesn't pass the Din. So, Umez Hisham. So, he, and then he died. So if we say because Yasna Lavni Mevet Nitzanenu, he cannot collect from the tongue. Even though there was already a Psandin and everything. But now it's the children, it's not the father. Yasna Lavni Mevet Nitzanenu. But if the time is because of Tzor Atvese, here we know that there was no Tzor Atvese. He was called Medin and Bezin was Menabi. Menabi. Alright. So the Gemara says, Shom Chomitam Shamtu Omiz Bishamte Hilchaseh. Hilchaseh Kavune Breed Ravishu. Now, so Rashi says here, in Vodas Chadach Kufay Dalei, Prius Balchiv Mitzvah, Horev Atonase Balchiv, Umil Balpeh, Umitzvah Lipere, Vimisein in Prusim Yedgim, Dulav Nimevet Nitzinu, Vichikato Ishtai Dide Matai. Rabune Pnei Rabishu Amar Leilom Yasne Nimevet Nitzinu, Kidom Abeirach and Vichirik Shuma Yisein, Yasne De Achle De Lav Didu, Leisle Bosa Shitkai, it's a sharp expression, Ela Hayde Taime, De Lo Yigeve, Orev Yasne, Abu Gadle Vyodolite, Vilarze Rahadim, die kann mir mal in was vor hat sie a bin mal be khay lift der sorgen wie ihr kach au mir wel kol mir wel be ich kann mir hasten mit paar abu be khay va aber gab die kein und die kann und wir gehen mir wel be geben na yoshi Hane mire ke gei di shamtu mi di shamte. I name ke she chayev meid. U paskin le kamon le cheskav le beda bishua, dom le chashinon, as al mitzin. El le chol cheib shol yedin. Shol ipor avim le chayev shol yedin. So Rashi says that Ravune Brit Rabbi Shua Amar Leilom Yasmed Nei Mebed Mitzvim. What does it mean? Leilom Yasmed Nei Mebed Mitzvim. What is it? It's a machloket between Rav Poppe and Ravune Brit Rabbi Shua. Is whether Ketanim Amchuyim Mitzvim. No one has such a shite that Ketanim Amchuyim Mitzvim. Of course Ketanim Amchuyim Mitzvim. So what did he say? Yasmed Nei Mebed Mitzvim. The answer is here it's not just the mitzvah like film. But this is a mitzvah that is based upon the Shiva Daguf. This is a mitzvah that is based upon the Shiva Daguf. So the Mele, if it is Shiva Daguf, so because there are two Shibudim, as Rambam says, there are two Shibudim. When somebody borrows money, so there are two Shibudim. One is a personal indebtedness that is mechuyev to pay, and the other one is a Shibud HaNechosim. In Shiva Dan Chosin. So Mele, if a cotton bows money, suppose a cotton bows money. So he's also mechuyev to pay. Of Kashim say only if he will reach the age of Butes. So Butes mechomekach mechomemka. But if I say if he's a cotton who is 3 years old, he hasn't reached the age of Butes, he's not mechuyev. Why? Because he cannot. He has no das to be mischayev himself. What does that mean? Bow money. Bow money means I take money, $1,000 from the Malve, and I obligate myself to pay. That's what Alvoya means. But if he hasn't, so if he has reached the age of Putates, so they can be mischayev themselves. But if he hasn't reached the age of Putates, he cannot be mischayev himself. So, Mimele is not mechuyev. But if he reached the age of Putates, and he can be mischayev himself, so he's mechuyev to pay. But how about he's mechuyev to pay, so, but he's not a he's part of mitzvahs. So, Enoch Name, according to Rav Poppe, if someone will borrow money, and a cotton will borrow money, he reached the age of putis, and so the malve will not be able to collect from the cotton until he becomes a mitzvah, according to Rav Poppe. Because yes, but according to Rabbi Brit Rabbi Yeshua, he'll be able to collect. Why? But he's potter of mitzvah. So he's potter of mitzvah. But that doesn't mean that he doesn't have a shibud aguf. He's personally indebted. He's personally indebted. So Mimele, and if Rav Poppe will be made, suppose he cotton borrowed money. He already reached the age of putis. He borrowed money. And then the malve wants to collect from him. So Bezdin will not be able to collect of the cup, because Yasme Lavne Mebed Mitzvani, Yasme Lavne Mebed Mitzvani. But suppose the Malve grabs, so Tofas Nemachinimene, because it doesn't mean that the cotton cannot, is not Mechuye. Of course, the cotton is Mechuye, and without the Mitzvah, and let's say, a Beneach is not Mechuye in that Mitzvah. Now there is a machleket between Rashi and Ramban in Ksuves Dachpivo. Where is the mitzvah of Priyas Balchayim? So Rashi says there's the posik of Hein Tzedek, the Droshe, Tachman Tessim, Bomitzie, Hein Shemach Tzedek, Rav Shemach Tzedek. And Ramban says the mitzvah is the posik, Voyish HaShatan Reishepe, Yeitzil HaKa'am Itachutz, in Kisayitz. So that's the mitzvah. How about the Benayach? He's not mitzvah in the mitzvah of Hein Shemach Tzedek, Rav Shemach Tzedek, in the mitzvah Voyish HaShatan Reishepe, Yeitzil HaKutzo? The answer is, without mitzvahs. If somebody borrows, he has to pay. He's mechuyev to pay. And if he doesn't pay, he's a gazlan. Without mitzvahs, I say. So the Mele, even they call it Rav Poppe. Suppose a cotton borrowed money, and he doesn't pay, Bezdin will not be yered l'sich nechosah. But if the Malve will grab, so, we mafkin him in it. Because he owes it. So there is a shilavu. But, so Rabune Brit Rabbi Yeshua says, Rabbi Yehoshua says, even though Yasme is lovely Mevet Mitzvah, but this is not just a mitzvah like Tfilu. True, he's not Mechuyim in the mitzvah of Oyish HaShatun Reishabeh, of Hein Shomach Tzedek, Lav Shomach Tzedek, but he's personally indebted, he was mischayev himself, he already reached the age of Putes. So the Mele, Bezdin is Yered L'Sech Nechosah. But Rav Poppe holds, and many Rishayim say, that Rav Poppe, who says Yavrola Mevedisin in Bezni cannot be given from Tanin, is because Rav Poppe holds Shibud Alav the Raisi. Shibud Alav the Raisi. So Mele, they cannot be here in Lisech Nechosov on the basis of Shibud Nechosim, because there is no Shibud Nechosim. There is no Shibud Nechosim. And, but, if he's a Godel, so then we don't have to resort to Shibud Nechosim. Shibud Aguf, so Mele, we glimmed Medal Katvei, Bezni is given from the Nechosim, on the basis of Shibud Aguf. So, Rav Poppe holds, that on the basis of Shibud Aguf, without Shibud Nechosim, if he's potter of mitzvahs, so the Mele, Bezdin cannot be kevi. If it's a Godel, so the Ramban says, if it's a Godel, so Rav Poppe is also maybe, that Bezdin can be kevi from him. Even though Shibud is Lavda Raise, on the basis of Shibud Aguf. So the Mele, if he's not, so without mitzvahs, Because if he doesn't pay, he's a gazlan. Somebody doesn't pay what he owes. So the Mele, best can be gave after the limit of Katvei. But if he's a cotton, since he's put on mitzvahs, so best cannot be given from his nechosim on the basis of Shibud Aguf. Rabbeinu Pei Rav Yeshua says, true, he's put on tefillin, he's put on the mitzvah of Hein Shalach Tzeir V'Hashem Hazarek, but he owes it. So, regarding this, he may not be mitzvah in him. In other words, he owes it. So even without Shibud Nechosim, first of all, Rabbeinu Pei Rav Yeshua can hold the Shibud in the Raise. But even if Rabbeinu Pei Rav Yeshua will agree with the Mandoma, who says Shibud Elav the Raise, he still will be chayik. And he'll say that he can be gave it, because on the basis of Shibud Aguf. But mitzvah here is not a mitzvah like film. Here the mitzvah means it's the Shibud Aguf, the chayik. But by Ketanim, since they are potter of mitzvahs, so the Mele, the potter of mitzvahs and potter of Isurim, I mean, they are at Muzer and Isurim. So the Mele, there cannot be Kfiye on the basis of Shibud Aguf. Whereas Rabbeinu Pei Rav Yeshua says, even if Shibud is Lav Deraise, so there still could be Kfiye on the basis of Shibud Aguf. But Rabbeinu Pei Rav Yeshua himself holds that Shibud is Deraise. So here, so Teisa says, Nira de Bisemim Deli Maile. Aber mit Tannen und Gobe, auf dem Teils Mani, wir haben Poppe, die vor der Stein des Kopfes spricht, noch in Mitzwe, wir haben einen Mitzelin, so ist es aber Poschel, dass er kommt nach Poppe, bei Tannen, so ich konnte mich geben. But the question is, according to Rabune, Bred Rav Yeshua, whether is the time of the Niskoki, in Nichse, he's saying Tannen is because of Tzchora, I say. So, how about Teils Mani? So Teisa Shita is that Avu Biktanim will go back to Teisa Mani. So I put in the first time this country with a few years ago, and he said, no, I feel like I'm going to be sure. First time she's sorry, we go back and we ask the Ketanim after Teisa Mani. The Ketanim is talking about it. The Ketanim is talking about it. So we follow. Can we have a strong basa? But suppose there was a couple of Seders in the lifetime of the father. The Afilu Niskablo, Eides B'chayo, Motzis Lemeva de Hashinu Nitzchore, after Teisa Zman Biktanim. Baktanim we are Cheshki. So even according to Rabbeinu Pei Rav Yeshua. But the Rosh is Chelik on Teisves. But the Rosh is Chelik on Teisves in respect to Rabbeinu Pei Rav Yeshua. But in respect to Rav Poppe, no one is Chelik. So of course, he has to have a Chelik Mitzvah. So what difference does it make whether it's Lachas Mamei or Teisves? Okay, I have to finish it now. Fluni Yaski. The Afa Gav the Omar Abon and Habol Pora Mirsi is same with Pora Bishue, Hazoka Lori Binj Pora Bigazini. Nira the same in Dilly Meyer. Avo Bictanim, Luigove Afluteers Mane. The Rapopet in Forest Diamond in Skoki, Mishim Priest Balhev Mitzvah. The Yasme Lavni Levit Mitzne. The Afil Ravune Prid Rabishua in Forest Diamond. Mishim Tore, Luigove Miasme Ktanim, Afluteers Mane. The Mikabri Shoin if Nadin, Dictanim Hoksum Shoin Pono. תלמוך על פירש הפרק הגיזל בסרה, ואפילו נסגד לא הידיס בחי אור, מוצלמים לחשים ויצחורי, אף אם תהיה חזמם בקטני. כי דעש ככון גבי אלמון אלפי כשורי, עד יתנן אל אלמון נפרד מצר, זה יסיים לו בישבוי, ויתאים לנו שמתביס הבא לצחורי, אף על פי שירותי חזמם. ומי עם אלמון אל ראי, דוסם חשים ויצחור אפילו בגדלים, משום דייס לו ביטאי בסד, כאן אימא נסד, תחשים ותבי לצחור בני סם בסישתי, משום כי נשמד נסד, אימא צחור האטבס. Now, so, many רשאים אחרי לקנטסס. But the older the Shein Machilik,
The Rambam is chelik, the Rashbo is chelik, the Rosh is chelik, and the Rambam is chelik. It seems that most Rishonim disagree with Tesis. But the machlokes between Tesis and the other Rishonim is only in connection with Ravuna Brit Rav Yeshua, that the reason is why in his cooking, when Nirse is saving Tani, Elohim Kino Isogibis Echeles Ben, is because of Torah. So there is a machlokes. So Tesis Rishite is that even according to Ravuna Brit Rav Yeshua, even according to Ravuna Brit Rav Yeshua, who says that the reason is why, the reason is why we are not Niskek, we Nirse is saving Tani, is because we are Chesh Yishvotzchore. We are Chesh Yishvotzchore, so maybe we could argue that where is the way at his money, so there is no Choshe of Tzchora, to say, because Chazok and Priya is his money. So maybe even in connection with Tani, we should be able to be Gayle. Not only Yisraelim from Yisraelim daily, but even from Yisraelim Tani, we should be able to be Gayle. So, and this is the sheet of the Ramban and of the Rashbo and of the Rosh and the Rambam, that since they passed in, like Ravuna Breit Rav Yeshua, that the reason is why we say in his cooking, l'nirse yisemim k'tanim, Elohim kino yisogibi secheles ben, is because of the choshe of tzchora atvese, so memele, if it's the way a tails money, then we can collect, even from nirse yisemim k'tanim, because in view of the fact that the father died before the debt matured, so mele there is no choshe of tzchora atvese. But teis v'shite is to the contrary. And teis v'shite is that ligabe ktanim, we have to be chesh for tzchore, even if the father died teir zman. Why? Because after all, you know, he doesn't want Ktanim to have the burden of debts. So mimele, there is a possibility that the father prepared a bundle of money out of which the debt is to be paid even though he died before the debt matured. That stays a shit. The other shit, Ramban, Rashba, Rosh, Rambam, they are chilek. But vis-a-vis Rav Popes Tam, there is no machlokes v'shenim. Because according to Rav Pope, why do we say in his cooking, l'nirsi yisemim k'tanim elu imkino yisohibi secheles ben? Why? Because yasmi lavni mevet mitzvininu. So what difference does it make whether the father died l'achas mani or he died kidim's mani? Yasmi lavni mevet mitzvininu. So the whole discussion in machlokes v'shenim is vis-a-vis Rav Popes Rav Tzav. Vis-a-vis Ravuna Brit Rav Yeshua Stam, but in connection with Rav Pope, everybody agrees with Tesis that by saving Tanim, even Teir's money, we cannot collect. Because the time of Rav Pope is, the reason is why we cannot collect from saving Tanim, because Priyas Balchim, Mitzvah B'yasme, Lav, Bnei, Mebed, Mitzvinim. Alright, so that's why Tesis formulates it that way. Nira, to be saving daily Maimon. Abu Biktanim will go after the tail's money. So needless to mention, we have Pope and Dante, and according to Rav Pope, all the Rishonim agree with Tesis. Rav Pope, the first time in his cooking, Shimchil Malchim Mitzvah, we ask Rav Mevitz, it's an Inu. So it's needless to mention, it goes without saying, that from the same Biktanim, even tail's money you cannot collect. But, there it's already a controversial point. So he says, so then we could argue with good logic that since the time as to why we are not misking is because of the choshe of tzchora, but if the father died here's money, why should we be chesh lest the father left a bundle of money? So he says, is legal me as a tani, afritir's money, then he kavli me. So first of all, he mentions in the usual case where there was no kabbalah seides b'chayov, so then you couldn't collect because there is no kabbalah seides. So legal me as a tani, afritir's money, then he kavli me idim shalim ifn baldin, diktanim choshim shalim b'fonov, ki demuchar b'rish perit ha-gezel, basre, v'afilu niskav leides b'chayov, and then something else that is mentioned by some Rishonim. Tesis doesn't mention it. Suppose it's Milva Bishtar. If it's a milve bishtar, so then, edi machzun lashtar nasik rachke v'risu b'bezen, so you don't even have to resort to Kabbalah Seydes. If it's a milve al peh, so in the melee you have to resort to Kabbalah Seydes. The edim have to come before bezen, and bezen has to be derech v'cheikeya, has to be mikam. But edim, hachzunim lashtar, is so nasik rachke v'risu b'bezen, so you don't have to resort to Kabbalah Seydes. The chzim ha-seidim is represents an edes that was already niskave. That was already niskave. So mele, so there we cannot say a mikablu made it shalom with the baldin, because we don't have to resort to kabbalas edes. But still, we couldn't collect because of the chosh of tzorat. And even though there's money, but vis-a-vis k'tanim teis v'shita yis, we have to be cheshish. Maybe the father prepared money out of which the debt is to be paid. Alright. V'afil skagli v'chayob, v'otzilumim v'chayshu v'tzoy, afil etech hazman b'k'tanim, k'da ashkon gab almoni, b'firik ha-shoreach, d'itna'anin almoni nifraz, v'yachzei ha-yisei mim, elo b'shvuyeh.